Welcome to Podcasts Are Bulletproof. This is our first ever episode. Today is October 28th, 2018. Starting this new podcast with some friends of mine. We are, some of us are in a band together. Some of us make music together. It's a podcast about anything and everything relating to all kinds of topics. Music, politics, religion, comedy, stories, history, embarrassing events, all kinds of stupid stuff. So welcome to the show. It's going to get pretty hilarious. Hello.
Hi, people out there. If you like me, if you like old T-Bone, you like me in your bar or at your party playing, let me know. Did I come right there? For the right price. Okay. I don't know what I play. The other day I was inspired to play all kinds of songs, but now I don't know what to do. Sometimes it's heaven, sometimes it's hell, sometimes I don't even know. Sometimes I take it far as I can, sometimes I don't even go. Well, my front tracks are headed for a cool water well, and my back tracks covered with snow. Sometimes it's heaven, sometimes it's hell, sometimes I don't even know. Well, sometimes it's heaven, sometimes it's hell, sometimes I don't even know. Feel me? You know where I'm coming from, man? Well, heaven ain't walking the streets paved with gold. Hell ain't a mountain of fire. Heaven is rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Hell is when baby's not there. Well, my front tracks are headed for a cool water well, in my back tracks covered with snow. Sometimes it's heaven, sometimes it's hell, sometimes I don't even know. Sometimes it's heaven, sometimes it's hell, and sometimes, most of the time, I don't even know. Yeah. I do that because I like to do that. Whoa. Okay, he's extended in, he's killed me too. Here we go. What can I say? That's a true story. Ain't that a true story? Now
I got some of that chupacabra.
All right, smoke break.
Smoke break. Wait, you gotta do this.
Do what?
What is this?
So what about sake? How do you gotta do it?
Well, you know, Japanese, they have a certain way they do everything. You know? They get, it's like certain etiquette for everything. From eating to drinking, everything.
Well, all cultures do.
There's a certain etiquette. Not in America.
What, we don't have any etiquettes?
No, you just... let's get drunk and drink chiladas and are we live? Are we?
I'm recording, yeah, dude.
Oh, look at that computer, man. That's insane. Anyway.
Welcome to the studio, man.
Thanks for having me, Tim. So what's we talking about? What's the topic this evening on Drunk Talk Radio?
Is that what you're calling it?
Monday through Sunday. Every day.
Is that how your life's been going the last... tell me some stories, bro.
Start at 7 p.m.
Tell me some stories, bro.
All right.
You got your little fanny pack, dude?
I'm gonna tell you my short life story since I left dive school. So I left to dive school and moved up to Seattle in about, was it 2011, 2012? Went to dive school, Divers Institute of Technology. It's something you really gotta think about because they're a business, you know, they'll tell you everything you wanna hear.
And I tried to talk you out of it.
And you did. But I'm glad I didn't listen to you.
I'm glad too, man.
Anyway, so I went there, graduated school, and I went straight to Louisiana to work, and that's where the party started. In Louisiana, there's nothing to do but drink.
Well, come on, dude. That's a sportsman's paradise.
No, there's nothing to do but drink there. Well, when you're working offshore, there, you know, you can get called off. You know, you can get called off to work in a matter of minutes. You could be 12 at night and you get a text, you know. Some shit like that. So
you were on call? Is it
what? It's more or less, yeah.
A deckhand?
If you work offshore, you're more or less just on call. Actually, yeah. That's it. You're on call. So they can call you any time, any day, send you a text, and you're going
while you're
work.
Down in the gully or whatever it's called?
While you're just hammered. You could be blackout.
Hammered on the boat?
No, you could be blackout drunk, like at a bar or something, and they'll call you for a job, and you'll be like, I'm too fucked up, man. I can't even go. And they'll be like, and you know what they say? They say,
we'll pick you up.
We'll pick you up. We're gonna send the van over. The crew van, you'll and we're going right. Pick you up.
Yeah, you'll be sobered up by the time shit happens.
No, that's not how it ever is. You show up on the boat. Imagine being just hammered on a boat, and you're on the night shift, so you start right away.
Jesus.
And you just go, and you just have to chain everything down. And
hit the yak factory across over the deck?
Yeah, and once you get started, you know, it takes a while. But, you know, you got to get out of the jetties and everything. But once you get started, yeah, it's... If the weather's bad, and then it gets... But there's nothing to do in Louisiana but really drink, I guess, more or less. They have drive-through daiquiris.
Like you're kidding.
Like 151, you know, like 151. A slushy of 151.
You're kidding me.
No, and you can go, and it's a drive-through. It's like a McDonald's.
You're
kidding
me. You can
drive-through. And the only thing that separates it from being an open container is a little paper on the straw. That they leave. And that's it. Definitely a drinking state. So I've developed a bit of a... Well, I was there, you know? I mean, you go there and you party. And you meet people and you make bad decisions. And I made a bad decision.
What decision was that?
Well, everyone knows... You know what a Twin Peaks is, right?
Yeah.
You know how... So, all the Twin Peaks restaurants have that big old elk statue right in front, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And so, there was a Twin Peaks behind my apartment where I was staying. And so, instead of driving anywhere, because we don't drink and drive, ladies and gentlemen. Instead of drinking and driving, we just walk over to this Twin Peaks and just... do all of our drinking there. And, you know, food and everything. And it was just one night. I was just down in the Jameson.
Sitting there at the bar in like a booth?
Sitting there at a booth.
By yourself?
With my two buddies.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, we just got done eating and, you know, we were drinking and everything. And so we, you know, we were regulars there because we were... You know, we were walking distance. We never drove and drank. So we were there a lot. And we got to know these waitresses. And...
They were playing you?
No, and so this girl, we were like, you want to go play pool? Because we also had another hangout where we would go and play pool.
Oh, after hours. And
after hours.
After she got off her shift?
Yeah.
Dude, that's exciting right and there. Yeah. Oh, well, shit. Yeah.
Bring your Twin Peaks friends and, you know, let's have a really good time. And anyways, there was another Twin Peaks girl, and she got jealous, and we're taking shots of sake.
I'm taking a shot of sake, too?
Yeah, we're doing it.
It's your Friday, babe.
Wait, don't take it. You know what we say? Kanpai.
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 That's kanpai. Cheers in Japanese. Kanpai.
We say ichi, ni,
san. Ichi, ni, san. 1, 2, 3. Or kanbei.
Banzai.
Kanbei is...
That's pretty warm. That's pretty freaking warm.
Kanbei is...
Oh, man.
Cheers in Korean.
Kanbei. Thank you.
Kanbei. And,
Wow, man, that was some warm sake.
Cheers in Greece, Greek. Yamas.
Yamas.
Yamas is Greek for cheers. Boy, that's good.
Wow. So what were you telling me about the Twin Beaks?
Twin Freaks?
Twin Beakers?
There was some girl that just didn't... She got... I don't know if she was jealous or if she...
So you're out playing pool with bros?
No. We're still at Twin Peaks, and we're planning out this pool. You know, okay. We're going to go play pool after she gets off. But this other waitress comes. I don't know if she's jealous. I don't know if she's... But she comes up, and she starts, you know, calling me like a rapist and stuff. Like, we're going to rape this girl and stuff. And I'm like,
Is she worked there?
Yeah, she works there. And I'm like, whoa. You know, that's not me. You know, we're not going to, like, rape or, you know, rape someone or anything like that. We're just going to go play some pool.
She invited you.
Yeah. And, well, we suggested it, and she was like, yeah, let's go play pool, you know, once I get off.
Was she one of the younger ones, and, like, so the handmaid or whatever?
And she was like, you know, I don't know if she was jealous or what, but she was just like, no, you know, you're, like, rapist and this and that, and, like, you guys are just going to take advantage. And, No, we didn't have any intention.
You were regulars there.
Yeah, we're regulars.
Okay, so this is...
And this is after a long time, not a long time, maybe like months of, you know, going there and like knowing these people and like hanging out with them outside of work. There was no intention to, you know, take advantage or anything. That's not right. Anyway, and so just keep in mind, I'm drinking Jameson all night. And that, you know... I can, with a click, you know, click of a button, I'm a whole different person.
So what?
So I was like, you know what, man, I'm going to go have a cigarette. And I went outside and I was smoking and I was thinking about it. I was staring at that statue and I was like, you know what, fuck that, man, I ain't no rapist, I'm, you know, what the fuck, you know? And I got real pissed and I Sparta kicked this statue, I started Sparta kicking it. About the third kick, I knocked it out of the form, the concrete form. I knocked it out of
the rebar? Was it attached to rebar or something?
No, it was poorly built. It knocked right out of the concrete form. It had just two little studs, you know, like maybe 3-inch studs inside the concrete pad. And it just knocked out.
It just snapped.
And it just fell over. And it just broke off like one of the antlers, you know. And,
you're kidding me.
And so I, you know, but after that, I just walked off.
On camera.
Yeah, and I was on camera, of course. And so I wake up, you know, next day, like 10 a.m. I knew what I did, and I was going to go back over there, and I was going to apologize, be like, oh, I'll pay for the damages and this and that. And I was heading out. I took a shower, just got ready, and I was heading out, and the door, you know, we get a knock on the door, me and my roommate. And I'm like, who's that? And I go look through the little peephole. It's two detectives. Two detectives. And I'm like, oh, fuck, man. What a low shit. So I open the door. And right as I open the door, one of the detectives was like, Justin, just the person we wanted to see. And I was like, fuck, man. And I was like, yeah, how can I help you? And they're like, well, we need you to come down here and ask you a few questions. I was like, that's it, dude. So I went down. They're like, are you going to... dispute that this is you, and they held up this picture of me just all hammered, just walking off, you know.
What?
And I was like, there's no disputing that wasn't me at all, you know, like, that was definitely me. And, yeah, and they arrested me right there, and I spent about a month in, like, that Lafayette jail. And
you spent a month in jail?
Yeah, because, you know, I was still really young, and I was like, oh, I don't, like, my parents can't find out
about. So you didn't tell anybody?
No.
You were in that jail for a month.
I was just trying to survive it out.
In Lafayette?
Yeah. I was just trying to survive it out, and they were overpopulated, so I ended up sleeping in this, like, plastic bin on the floor. I didn't get a cell. I was out in, like, the open area where the TV, they got a TV and where you eat and everything. I was sleeping on the ground there in, like, some plastic bin.
Like a dog.
They called it a boat. Yeah. It's fucked. It's like a, like, the mattress they give you is, like, a paper thin. You
know? Was there anything chill about jail at all, though?
No.
Come on, bro. I fucking
hate it, dude. The food.
You couldn't even, like, was there any meditation times or any kind of reflection? No, yeah, right.
No, there really wasn't.
I would try to get into, like, a deep reflective state.
There was nothing. No, it was, I don't, it was terrible.
You spent a month in there?
Yeah, like, just about, not over a month for sure. Just about until finally I was like, yo, fuck this. I gotta call my dad and.
So he bailed you out?
Yeah, he bailed me out.
What happens if you don't get bailed out? You're just indefinitely in jail?
You're in there until. So when you're in jail and you're working, you make like something like 10 bucks a day or some shit like that. And
you're either working towards your bail or you're in jail until your court date.
And I'm in jail until either that or I think it was like pay off my damages of what I owed, which was like $5,000.
Are you a felon?
It was a felony.
Yeah.
It was, the charge was simple criminal damage to property. Felony charge. But I got it expunged, so
right.
It's not on my record anymore.
They know you're not a psychopath or anything, but no. You know, you're just.
But fuck, man. Yeah, that was brutal. And then I came
back. That's like some Conor McGregor shit.
I went back to Arizona, and, you know. Then I went to Guam because the work in Louisiana just died. Luckily, I left because the company I was working for. They went belly up like 2 weeks after I left. They went belly up. They didn't survive. So I was looking for work everywhere. I was looking for work in from California all the way to like Rhode Island. Like anywhere there was a dive job, but no one would hire me. So I saw this company that was in Guam, and so I applied for it, and I didn't even know where Guam was. I thought it was off the Florida coast. Then they bought my ticket there. They paid for my house for a couple months. Just till I get enough money to get on my feet more or less there. And come to find out, I'm like, I got like a connecting flight from Japan and this and that. I'm like, what the fuck? Where am I going? So I go to Guam. I work there. It's a cool job. The owner's kind of a prick. Not kind of. He is a prick.
What? Was he an American?
Greedy little bastard, yeah.
He was a full, like, white just a devil.
White Mormon.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Over there in Guam. He just moved over there and said, well, I'm starting
at the 13th. Yeah. Back in the 80s, he was in the Navy, and he moved over there. And he's just a terrible person, dude. He's the greediest guy. You know, this guy would tell off like Navy captains and shit. And they were the ones that were giving us the jobs. And he'd be like, you know, you're a fucking idiot and this and that. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? So eventually I was in Guam and I was just like, I can't work for this guy anymore. This guy's gonna burn all of his bridges. And come to find out, he lost all of the Navy contracts. So this guy's business went under. And this guy had like, dude, this guy had like portable dive setups, you know, that he could ship to Japan or he could ship to the Philippines or something to, you know, do work and do like overseas jobs. He had like hundreds of thousands of, dollars worth of, you know, like hyperbaric chambers and, you know, dive setups, dive shacks and, you know, everything like that. And he lost it all because he was such a fucking prick. And I left there and started working at a place called Fish Eye Marine Park. If you ever go to Guam, I'm not, you know, I'm just saying it's a nice place. You should go. And started working there. It was just more or less an entertainer diver. I would just feed fish like barracudas. And
in front of tourists?
Yeah, in front of like, you know,
That's a good way to learn the ropes, though, kind of in a way.
Yeah. Well, it was...
Practice your art, you know?
Easy, yeah, it was easy. You know, I got... I had a pet eel, pet moray eel, about, like, 7 feet long. It was the coolest thing, man. I'll show you. Coolest thing. Let me show you this video of this eel. It's cool, man. My pet eel. Look at that, Tim.
That's pretty legit, bro.
And I pet it, you know, I pet it and everything.
And then one day just bit the shit out of you?
No, never bit me. Never bit me. Sick. Anyway, you know, feeding barracudas and things was easy. And just, you know, was drinking and everything too and just got caught up and got a DUI.
Whose car did you get a DUI in?
It was a rent-a-car.
You rented a car?
No, it was a rent car that the company provided for me. Whoa, this all happened.
Shit, dude.
So this all
Which happened. Company that?
So this all happened when I was still, when I got the DUI, it happened when I was still working for the prick guy. Working for with the Navy and all that. It still happened then. But soon after, that's when I quit. Yeah.
Give me that, dude.
Anyway, yeah, that's it, you know, that's, then after Guam, I was
so like, were you just balls deep in debt?
Yeah, but I got everything paid off, and I was like, I gotta get out of here, I gotta get the fuck out of here, man, so, I got a job in Santorini, Greece, the, very beautiful island, love that place.
You do? Was that the best place you've been since?
Yeah.
It's better than Guam? Guam's more beautiful, come on.
Guam, I liked it. It was good because with my friends and everything, it was nice. It was nice to, you know, we'd just go to the beach and just barbecue and everything. They don't do that in, you know, Greece. It's not like a normal thing to just go to the beach and barbecue in one afternoon. That's what I liked about Guam. That's what I still miss. But Santorini was nice because... You know, the women were very nice.
What? More so than Guam?
Yeah.
Just this dense population or what?
Yeah, just, you know, in Europe, it's normal just to bathe butt naked.
Really?
On the beach. That's kind of, not that's butt kind naked. Of... Maybe not butt naked, then topless.
Really?
It's normal. So I just come back from working one day and just, you know. I ain't gonna lie, there's a bunch of boobies on the beach, and it's not a bad gig. You know? It ain't a bad gig, you know? I'm gonna be honest with you. It's nice. You just come back from hard days of work, and it's a nice little reward, nice little treat. And then, yeah. And you go eat food. No fast food in Santorini. One McDonald's on the whole damn island. And it's not even
There's popular. Not even one.
There's one McDonald's.
There is.
That's it.
Did you go there once?
No.
You didn't?
Never.
Don't even fucking
Never, mind. Dude. Never. I never went there because, you know, when instead of like fast food like McDonald's or Burger King or something, in Santorini or in Greece, they have gyros or souvlaki, and that's like their fast food. And it's way better than McFuckhole or Burger Queef or whatever. Way better. You know, have you ever had like a real gyro, fried potatoes, onion, tomato?
I've had the realest gyro you can find in Phoenix, probably.
Yeah, it's all.
But what is lamb meat, anyways?
It wasn't lamb meat, so gyros. You know, that's the common misconception. Gyros aren't all just lamb meat. It's pork gyros or chicken gyros.
Right, right.
Chicken gyros. You got nice mustard on a pita, then you put in your chicken gyros, then you put in your tomato, then your red onion, then you put in fried potatoes, and then you top that with
what's that white sauce?
That's tzatziki.
That's like, that yogurt it's sauce.
It's a cucumber yogurt
sauce. Yeah, dude.
Like garlic.
In that's there, just my favorite thing in the world, man.
It's the best. You eat that. You eat it. You don't eat that with the chicken. You eat that with the pork. And that's what they do, too. You think it's an Italian thing. No, they do that in Greece.
Well, Greece is, like, a lot related to the Italian.
They do that, dude. They sit there and be like, oh, that's souvlaki. Because it's called souvlaki. They call it like chicken gyros. The gyros is when it's wrapped up.
Right.
But the souvlaki is when it's all just on a plate and you make it yourself, you know?
It's like a carne asada plate.
Yeah, carne asada plate. And they sit there and just like, that's what they do. They just, it's all in the wrist. They just,
hell yeah.
Like, that was delicious.
They love their own food. Like, they're on, like, they're a tourist. Yeah, dude, they're, like, at their own world, tasting their own.
They eat it every day. And it's cheap.
Dude, I love Greek food. It is one of my favorites.
It's cheap.
Gotta be honest about that.
It's delicious. Anyway, give me some of that chupacabra.
All right, smoke break.
Smoke break.
Come on, dude.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Am I on?
You're on, bro. What were we talking about?
We're talking about...
You don't know what you're going to name this podcast?
What are you going to... You're the leader of this podcast, so you have to name it.
Well, I used to have a podcast, and I deleted it because I got scared about... I got real political, and I had some... I was starting saying some real hateful things about some, you know, certain people and shit.
Yeah, and what'd you call it?
Not hateful stuff, but just, you know, defending my honor, you know what I'm saying? And I wigged out, and I just... Something told me I needed a reboot, you know? But anyways, I enjoyed doing it, you know? So, and now that you're back in town, this shit's hilarious, dude. And I'm getting some characters, you know? I got some of my buddies that, you know, we could get three or four of us in here and just have a freaking rage cast, you know? So, but what are we going to title it is what I want to know.
I'm going to title it,
It can't be too clever. When it's too clever, it's like, really, bro, you know?
You're going to title it What I Said Before.
What, drunken podcast? Like some just retarded ass? Yeah. No way, dude. Drunk.
It's going to be a drunk talk.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Drunk talk radio.
I don't think so, dude.
None talk radio.
So now you're living the life of a millennial diver.
Millennial diver.
Yeah, dude, that's the podcast name.
Millennial diver.
Dude, think about it. Weren't we talking about this? How many divers are your age are becoming divers? Like, most millennials are fucking wigged out of their minds.
There's a lot, man. The whole commercial diving thing just blew up. Dude, there's a lot of them.
Do you think your generation will be as smart and as safe as the generation that invented all that stuff? And
probably, because, you know...
People fall in love with the art and they...
No, just because, you know, OSHA wasn't such a big deal back in, like, the 60s. I had a boss when I was working offshore. He was like, yeah, I remember we would, you know, just be smoking a joint in the back deck and just hanging out in the, you know. And
right, it was just the fun.
And the diver was down and you're just smoking weed. And
forget
just,
he's down there. And
yeah,
shit.
You know, you just, you're trying to live your best life and, like, you're using, like, crane booms to get onto platforms instead of, you know, like, actual gangways and stuff. You're just, you know, just get to, you know, you're in, like, 4 or 5 foot seas and boats rocking like that. And, you know, you got someone up there, just climb across the boom of the crane. Put the crane near it and just, you know, walk across the boom and jump on there. Like,
nowadays, that's not
well, yeah, nowadays you...
It takes, like, half a day to do shit like that now.
Well, just it's all safer. No, it takes double time because it's safer.
Right. But then shit doesn't get done, and that's the problem with the world.
See, no one wants to be a cowboy anymore.
Well, you're not allowed to.
Yeah, no, it sucks.
And then shit just doesn't get done.
It's a lot of these divers and a lot of these tenders, they would be down to just walk a boom across, you know, to the platform, jump on a platform from a crane boom. All of them would be down to do it. You know.
Wow.
But now you gotta set it up and do a spring line and on the platform and, you know, set up the gangway and this and that. It takes 20 hours but it's good because it extends the length of the job and I guess in the end you make more money that way.
Yeah, but like I said, less shit is getting done and but see in other countries they just that's how they still do it.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. In Greece, there's no...
OSHA rules?
Nothing.
It's just like Pirates of the Caribbean?
If you die...
He dies.
That's it.
Oh, shit. See, that's... shit. Funny.
That's it, man.
Dude, that sake's got me twisted. That second shot, I was like, sake doesn't do nothing to me. I took that second shot, I'm over here like... Bleh.
Hot sake, just...
It's terrible, man.
It's delicious. Gosh, I love Japanese people. They're the best people. I tell you.
Why don't you get a job in Japan?
I looked.
And just no, you know,
the them, aisle, there's like, no, you know, there's a lot of diving in like the southern islands of Japan, south of Okinawa. There's like a trail, like a tail of islands, and it's like Guam, where it's just kind of
tropical.
Yeah, it's summer year round, kind of, and the diving there is incredible. Ishigaki Island, and you know, they got a lot of cave diving and blue hole diving and manta rays, like manta rays the size of this room and everything. And I tried to get a job there, and it'd be ideal, but it's not so popular where a bunch of English-speaking people are going, you know? They'd rather go to Hawaii or the Philippines or some shit. But little do they know, there's a nice diamond gem in the southern islands of Japan. They don't know, you know?
How old are you now?
I'm 25.
25-year-old certified commercial diver.
Well, there's, you know.
It's all bullshit. You're not any of that. You're just lying to me.
No, I'm all of it, but.
A millennial diving company.
Millennial
That's what you need divers. To start, like, millennial divers.
Millennial divers, LLC.
Dude, that's nuts, man. I'm a millennial, too, but what? I'm not just, I'm like in between Generation X and millennial, so I'm just like that, like the ghost generation.
We're like the start of it, so I don't think we're the ones that don't take as much of the hate, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you know, millennials and man buns. And
you need to start rocking a man bun. That will help your career out, your resume.
I'm going to shave my head until it goes out of style. I'm gonna rock a man bun. What is that even? I'm making a point. You know.
I rock a man. I don't rock a man bun, but I like to grow my hair like Japanese samurai style.
Yeah, you look like that old actor, that old Japanese samurai actor.
Yujimo or something.
I gotta look it up.
Sanjimo.
If he's gonna post a picture, can you post pictures on podcasts?
No,
you can't.
You could turn this into a YouTube like video. I'm not gonna. I have the technology to do it, but I'm not gonna. That's like a full time job. I'm just gonna do a.
Look like.
If I think my podcasts are entertaining, I'm gonna just put them out there, dude. It's hilarious.
Toshiro Mifune. Looks exactly with the beard and everything, even with like the whole. Doing that thing. You look like Toshiro Mifune. You do, dude. It's crazy.
So now that you're back in town, what's the deal? What's your plan? Are you in debt? Are you still running from the police or anything or like
no,
that?
No police, no nothing. But who's not in debt these days? That's how the government.
Do you have student debt for days?
I don't have student debt. I just got personal debt. You know, bullshit, man. It's all bullshit. You know, that's how they control you. Through money. See, money really doesn't exist. They just made it important. Think about that. Without money, it's not anything.
It'd be the trade system.
Yeah.
Which is basically what money represents.
No, it doesn't. It's changed. You know? It's changed. A piece of paper costs money. When instead of like physical, like a physical, like gold or something. Gold is something. Money is just.
That's what money is.
You can print money though. You can have.
Yeah, but that you're printing it. You're supposedly printing it based on what.
And
you,
it's not
what
even
you have.
It's not even the government that owns it. It's a private. You know, it's the federal. It's a federal note. So if I break out this $100 bill. Let's see what it says on it. It says,
put it in the microwave or what? It
says $100 USA Federal Reserve note. This belongs to the Federal Reserve, which is not part of the U.S. government. It's not. It's Federal Reserve is a private thing that they hired.
Whatever. If I can throw some money down and buy a mountain bike, what do I give a fuck?
Yeah, let's do it.
What other options do we have?
I don't even know what
I'm going to go around with a sack of gold and like I'm doing it right.
Give me some of that chimichanga.
No, no more drinking, man. You're fucking These chairs are fucked, man.
I told you, you need to get some. If Padcloth Podcast Blast got some nice chairs, I could sit here all night and just bullshit. What do you want to know? Tell us in the comments.
We're not going to have no comments.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about... Let's talk about them Hondurans coming up. What do you think about that? Okay, Tommy, all right. What is your code name?
We don't just... You don't have to say names. Just okay. Say bro, like I'm bro.
All right, bro. What do you think about those?
Dude, you know, Manchester, whatever, bro. All
right, what do you think about them? What do you think about them South Americans coming up?
I think it's being over dramatized. There's been a death train traveling from there north and south for years with people sitting on the rooftop coming north to America. And all of a sudden, you know, this is big news parade going on. It's on the news. And to be honest, you know, if people are saying that certain people are funding it. Okay, just now think about that. They're okay, we're probably wrong, but I've never seen just a parade of them all in together. Yeah, it's like a family.
All of a sudden.
All is one family.
10,000. It's supposed to be like 10,000 or something.
It's just whatever, dude.
It's whatever. What if
it could be? Is it a secret army?
Well, that's what. Isn't that what Trump thinks? Like, there's certain.
Life is so short. You know what? I don't care. Bring it to my doorstep. If they want to, you know, if they want trouble, if you know, I'm sorry. If there's a border, then there's a border. If there's no border, then there's no border. I'm not gonna.
And that would make a statement.
my instinct would kick in, if this town turns to shit, right? And there's nothing you can do about it, and it's just getting crazier and crazier. Your instincts kick in, and it's time to go. You leave, and then you get on that death train, and we all just keep trying to head north.
But do you think it's right that you have to leave your home and stuff because you just don't feel safe enough anymore?
That's been going on for thousands of years.
Yeah, but not like this.
Yeah, worse than this. This is nothing. They got like shoes on and shit.
You think
whatever, bro? They got cell phones and shoes, and they're eating.
This is gonna make it like a statement, like. Oh, well, if we just march over there in numbers, or we just come in numbers, they're just going to let us in. You think it's going to maybe
I think part of it is staged.
I think
because they've already been doing that for years.
Coming in thousands at the time.
Yeah, look up the death train, dude. It runs, it's a freight train, and these people climb on top of it and are riding it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 25, 30 years. Some of them get killed, some of them get raped, some of them get sent back, some of them end up where they end up and never make it any further north, some of them make it all the way, some of them, you know, get stuck at the border and end up dead,
in
you know.
In that case, it might just be some type of publicity stunt, just to...
That's the one thing, that's the one kicker, is that it doesn't, it's nothing new. We're like, we're being told on the news, like, oh, this new phenomenon going on, it's not true. So, the only thing that's new is that they're all together, all holding hands, all walking together up the highway. That's fucking that's different.
And you know what's crazy? They're all, you know, smiling faces, like
smiling.
They're gonna let us right in. Like we're gonna be all right once we get there.
I think there was like a lottery. Here's just a theory. Someone put a lottery in a real rich person, saying if you can make it, I'm gonna give them all a number. They all have a number in their pocket. If you can make it to America. And you have or holding one of these numbers, I'll pay you $100,000, and you come here and vote Democratic.
It might be.
Think about it. Well, and it's so bad that one Democratic vote is worth $100,000. So if you can get 200,000 people,
that's a lot of money
to vote. It's $200 billion, whatever.
$200 million.
No one cares. Big deal. That's nothing. $200 million is like a Floyd Mayweather fight. It's just a theory. I could come up with theories all day, bro. Maybe that's the name of the podcast, like Theory Cast or like Theories. Come on, dude, help me finish this.
I don't know. We'll come up with it. Theory something. You're tuning into Theory Something. We haven't come up with it.
Theoriously.
Theoriously.
That's the gayest podcast. That's not gay at all whatsoever.
You're turning into Theoriously. Stay tuned and you're going to find out what's really going on in the dude's brain.
What dude's brain?
You're a dude. I don't know. You said not to use names, so you're the dude.
Topic Land. We're going to call this like Topic Stradamus. Pod Stradamus.
What else? What? Let me look up what's going on and we're going to discuss it. That's what we're going to do.
All right. So are we done with our discussion of the caravan?
No, that's...
What's your thought on the caravan?
If they let him in, I think I'm going to buy a personal defense weapon and...
Oh, dude, that you see... You
No, I'm serious. You know, we don't know... We don't know each individual that's coming in.
A lot of them supposedly that were arrested. Some of them have been picked up and like 8%. They say 8% of them are Islam even from Mexico.
Yeah, exactly.
They're sneaking in there and just acting.
And people are cussing out Trump because he's like, well, there's probably people in there that, you know, maybe terrorists, potential terrorists and shit like that. Man, I can't, you know. I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for, like, my family and stuff. I can't just have...
No, just look at it this way. You have the right to own a gun and not worry about shit?
Listen, so...
You don't have to be prepared because of something happening. It's been happening for 1,000 years. Yeah, that's why we're allowed to have them.
This is just, like, a large number at the same time and, you know, coming in. And I was in Athens, and there's certain parts of Athens where, like, the center... So, like... Take like Phoenix or Mesa, it's like the same thing. And like the downtown parts, there's like tents set up and a bunch of people that not refugees.
Homeless?
They're homeless, but they're
That's what's going on here in California. That's what's going on down the street here.
No, but they're they're from like Afghanistan.
They're refugees.
Bosnia or whatever. And they're not refugees. They're not seeking refuge. They're seeking, and you know, they're like gypsies, and they're living down there in the center for free. They're not paying anything, and they're causing a lot of trouble. A lot of Greeks. They're scared to go out at night and walk by themselves because you know they're either going to get mugged or killed. You know, that's what's going to be downtown Phoenix by the light rail and shit. Tents and you know, and we're gonna give them amnesty if 10,000 you know people come. There's gonna be a row of tents. It's gonna be like Tent City, downtown Phoenix.
It's all one love, baby.
No, man. I'm all about it. I'm all about one love, but it's gonna create problems. It's gonna create a lot of problems. There's gonna be people that they're all down for it. They're all down to let them in, until crime will go up. They're gonna want money. That's why they're coming here. They're coming here to avoid the cartels. And they said that in all the interviews and everything. Well, it's just not safe in Honduras and wherever. They're coming here to be safer, but they're gonna take the lifestyle that they grew up with in Honduras because Honduras isn't like here. But they're gonna grow. They grew up in like a more or less like a whole different environment than the U.S. And they're going to take that, how they grew up, and they're going to continue that here. And crime, I think, will go up. And I think, you know, women are not going to feel safe. And I think jobs is, you know, there may be jobs that no one wants to do. But in the end, there's still jobs that... at least one person to five people out of 10 people are going to need. And they're going to take them. And they're taking our jobs. And it's not going to be good. And I think if that reaches up to where I'm living, I won't have any problem blasting some dude if he breaks into my house trying to kill my family. I'll tell you that. Tell you that right now.
Well, that's a true with anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Like, think about this. It doesn't matter who you are.
But suddenly I'm a racist because I.
No, bullshit. If it doesn't matter who you are. If you woke up one morning and say you were a raging liberal and you looked over and like, what? There's a loaded shotgun next to your bed just sitting there. Like, you own it.
It's
and
a then, 30-round magazine.
Yeah, and then you turned back and there was like a guy with a Jason mask coming at you with a butcher knife and you looked back, I'm a raging liberal, but there's a shotgun here. You're going to pick that shotgun up and blow that dude away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you're right. Everyone's argument is, how do you feel, you know? And that's a lot of like right wing is just, you know, they're all snowflakes and thin-skinned and everything like that. And I think there's a lot of people like that. But I think if it came down to it, people are going to be making some choices.
People think, here's the deal. Humans, above all living creatures, have more the most domain and control over their instincts.
Yeah,
but,
no.
But at a primitive level, when it's go time,
yeah,
your instincts kick in.
That's right.
And everyone is a raging, gun-toting son of a gun.
That's right. I agree. 100%.
There's a savage beast in your grill trying to take you out.
When it comes down to it, and it's life or death kind of situation, your survival instincts kick in. Whoever you may be, deep down, in the back of your brain, they're going to kick in. And you're going to do whatever it takes. You're going to claw, you're going to scratch, you're going to bite, whatever it takes. And
a lot of people spiritually can override that and go, you know, and be crucified and be guillotined and just go peacefully and turn the other cheek. There's a certain power into that.
But they're
choosing to do that. That's not an instinct.
No one's just going to say, okay, well, I guess that's it.
Well, some people, yeah.
And it's crazy. I knew
you
know, maybe you're
more
right.
People than you think would probably be that
you
way.
You know, you're probably right, too.
But that's dangerous because those people are behind the wheels of cars going 80 miles an hour down the freeway.
Yeah.
Well, if this is my time, you know.
driving a Prius, you know. I don't wear my seatbelt because if God wanted me to die, he would take me. But if he wants me to live, I'll live, you know.
If he wants me to live, then I'll only do a Superman out the window of this car at 80 miles an hour, skid my knees to bare stumps and walk and crawl away and live a happy life.
Oh, gosh. So, I guess to wrap this whole Honduran caravan up, I think it's going to be a shit show.
I don't think that, watch. I don't think
they're even going to make it in.
Here's my theory. They're going to dissipate and disappear into Mexico. And it's just not going to be on the news anymore. Watch. It's just not going to be on the news anymore.
I think they're going to get.
You'll never know what happened.
I think they're going to get to the border. They're going to get turned away. And then they're going to dissipate into Mexico. I think that's what's going to happen. They're sending. Trump wants to send the army.
A lot of these people, a lot of these people, it's ruthless. We have to realize a lot of these people are being sent. Like, you know, we'll kill your whole family unless you do this mission for us. And people, they're faithful people. And they decide. Half of them decide to, okay, I'm going to try. Half of them die right there with their whole family.
That's a sick world.
That, you know, is that true? I don't know how true it is, but I've seen a lot of movies, and I know there's been true stories.
That's what happens in South Africa. You know, they take the kids, and they have the kids kill their parents.
What if someone came up to you and goes, unless you do this run for us in your truck, carrying all kinds of crazy guns or drugs to Vegas and back, we're going to whack you and your family.
Dude, I'm going to take those guns and I'm going to...
Are you going to do it?
I'm going to go John Wick on them. Or at least die trying.
You would try to whack them.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you know your parents would be whacked.
Well, because then I'm going to die with them.
Right, but okay. That's probably how I would be. A lot of people are shallower to the point where they're just like, hey, you know...
That's that thin skin where I'm talking about.
Well, it's a hard decision to make. A lot of people that don't believe have the spirituality. They're gonna try and just do this favor and this task and just get by. And they think that the world's cold and that's the way it is, and that's the way life is.
Sometimes you gotta make the world work in the way you want it to. Sometimes you gotta break the rules. You know, someone points a gun in my face and said, "If you don't take all these guns to Vegas, your family dies." I'm gonna be like, "All right." And I'm going to look like I'm going to Vegas. And I'm just going to turn around, and I'm going to take them AK-47s, and I'm going to blast them.
But you don't even know where they're at. It's all done on cell phones. You just wake up one morning with shit in your car.
I'll track down... Dude, I'll go John Creek on them. John Christopher Creek on them, and they'll be done. I ain't kidding you. Anyway... All right.
That got turned into a crazy, weird topic, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
It brings out a weird emotion in people.
I don't even know what I just said.
Well, it brings out a real emotion in people.
All right, here's a good topic. How about the guy in Florida sent all these.
Did you see that van?
Bombs.
Did you see that van?
It was all set up.
Did you see those stickers on that van? That looked like it was CG, like a video game van.
Set up, dude. I think it was a setup. I think they framed the guy. And no, I
same
think,
deal. We'll kill your whole family. Yeah, no, or think, if you do this, we'll wipe your criminal record out.
Exactly. Or I'm going to give you like
so
much money, and we're going to put you in witness protection.
You're just going to disappear into an island somewhere.
You're just going to have to take the fall for this.
They pick a weak-minded guy that keeps doing petty crimes, that has no spirituality, no moral compass.
You take the fall for this, and we're
going to set you up. And he's just like, fuck it, awesome deal. That's the deal he's been waiting for his whole life.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. I really
that's
do.
Okay. Well, that makes two of us.
Who the fuck's gonna send a bomb to
Robert? I think
it's
a high probability.
In this day and age, I think that's what it is.
We're living in Babylonian times, dude. Anything's possible.
I think, who the fuck is gonna send a bomb to Robert De Niro? Who gives a fuck,
dude?
About
they're
Robert
not even.
De Niro,
they're not even
man.
Bombs. They weren't even bombs.
Yeah, there is a battery with a spring sticking out of an envelope. Come on, a monkey could do that. I mean, at least try and make it look a little bit more sophisticated.
So here goes a millennial, you know, thinking it's fake news, you know?
It's fucked. That news is
it's scary. It's fucking scary, dude.
Yeah, but people buy it. They're buying it.
I don't think so. They're not. They're buying it for the excitement because they want to see it through. But deep down in the like we're talking about instinct, deep down, no one fucking buys it, dude. No one fucking, and that's why nothing happens. No one really cares.
That's what it's come to.
I'm more interested in like, oh, shit, you know, the volcano's going off in Hawaii. It's like, whoa, dude, shit's getting real. That's like more like, you know,
Jesus
diabolical.
Is coming, bro. Jesus
yeah.
is coming, dude.
That's what we need to be focused on.
Dude, weather's been weird all over this country, man. England's having sunshine, no rain for like months at a time. Norway's having late winters. Shit's getting weird as far as weather, man. Icebergs melting, like million-year-old icebergs, just football field sides, you know, sizes just melting off, falling off. Crazy prehistoric creatures melt, you know, frozen in the ice. They're getting melted out, and it's coming. I don't know if any of our listeners today are religious, but you're talking to someone who's religious and.
You're religious?
He's coming. Yeah. I was born an Irish Catholic and moved to a Christian church. And after that, I moved to the Chilada Machada. Oh, yeah. And we're talking.
What's our next subject?
All right, let's look it up.
We're just cranking right through these subjects. It's so bad that there's nothing to talk about. I'm like, it's fake. I don't even care.
Yeah.
Even if it was real, I just don't even care because... We know that people are nuts and they're doing stupid shit. We need to look at the big picture right now.
That's really interesting that you say that because there is nothing to talk about. We agreed on, you know, you need someone on this podcast that's just like, you know, just
what,
oblivious
just full
to,
on debate,
just oblivious to life. You know, there's I'm too woke for that shit, dude.
This is a podcast to do with being awake, the awakenings.
This one's on one more real quick.
Dude, you're drinking my chilada, motherfucker.
No, it tastes like shit.
Dude, it's delicious.
Oh, it's like a meal.
The Corona ones are better, though.
I was going to buy a Modelo one for
No, me. Those are... The Corona's the best one.
Oh, golly. All right, let's look. Police audio reveals the moment the Pittsburgh shooting suspect was captured. Oh, did you hear about that? The synagogue that got shot up? That's sad. I think it's more liberals trying to take away the guns, trying to control the guns more.
It's another one of those guys that's like, you know...
I think it's a setup. I think they're trying to come up... They're getting desperate as far as like, you know, we really need to control these guns. They're trying to take the guns.
They're trying to make it look like Trump's out of control. He can't control all the security.
You know, they're making...
It's sad because we just don't fucking care. We know the jig is up. I'm voting for Trump again because I knew the jig was up last time.
The jig is always going to be up. That's the thing. You know, why do people hate Trump so much?
They hate pro-life, freedom-loving, individualism, creative, artistic, instinctive, why? Primitive.
That's what I've been trying to wrap my brain around. Is like, why are people hating on Trump so much? Like, he's not.
We hated on Obama. What? We talk mad shit about Obama.
Yeah, I talk shit about Obama because, you know, some of his policies are, you know, it doesn't matter. But in the end, it's not like Obama did anything truly heinous. It's not like he, you know, some will say, oh, he didn't do anything. Okay, he didn't do anything, but that doesn't mean he did anything bad.
He did some things bad, they say.
You know, they say.
Some very bad things he actually did, but...
Trump's a racist. Why? Because he wants to...
Oh, dude, they're come on.
You know, why... I don't understand, like, the whole division in this country.
There is no division. That's all hype. Don't believe the hype, dude. Professor Griff. Don't believe the hype. Dude. Seriously. We're not racist. Where you worked, were there racist people there?
No.
You were working on all different Guam people, black people.
Yeah, but I tell you what, they all hated Trump.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. Koreans, they hate Trump. South Koreans, they don't like him. Canadians like Trump. Greeks, it's like 50-50 with Greeks.
Well, that's all I need to know then.
And then Japanese, they don't like Trump. And then Australians, they don't like Trump.
That's not true.
That's true.
A certain little taste of it you had of it.
It's true.
It's not true at all.
You know, there's... I just don't get it. I don't get it. I had a customer, you know, she was learning to dive, and she was like, oh, yeah, I've always wanted to go visit America. I was like, oh, you should really go. It's, you know, it's a beautiful country, because America is one of the most beautiful countries in the world. And she was like, oh, I would go, but, you know, I don't like your president. And I was like, what? This was an honest conversation. She was a customer. I was like, what? You don't want to go visit a country and go explore a country because you don't like the president. Get the fuck out of here. And I was like, why? Why don't you like the president? Oh, he's, you know, he's racist. You know, it's just some South Korean older woman. I was like, wow, let's get in the water. I almost drowned her. I just put her scuba equipment on, just threw her in the water. I was like, have fun. It just doesn't make sense. I can't. People are close, and that's one thing why I hate, you know, talking about politics and everything with people here. It's because they're so close-minded. They're all close-minded. Like, they can't have a conversation and be like, you know what, he's got a good point, and he's from the other side. No, it's just like, no! No, he's a racist. No! No! Guns are bad, and, you know, they're so... They shut themselves off from everything.
Because that's like their sport. It's like their team.
They get off on
it. It's tribalism. They call it tribalism. It's a good description. People, it's like you join your team. It's like, you know, I'm for this team. I'm one of those guys, like, my favorite team, you know? Let's say it's like the Cardinals or something. If one of the players does something sketch, you know, like there's a scandal or something... I'll be like, fuck, I'll be off the Cardinals team, dude, for the whole next 5 years.
Yeah.
I'll start liking a different team. But a lot of people, they're diehard, I love the team no matter how many rapists are on the defensive line. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not that kind of person. A lot of people are. They love the brand. They don't care what it represents. They love the logo of it.
It's because how they were raised, too. You
know? Well, I mean, no, it's just...
No, it's how... You grow up in a Republican or a Democratic family, you're going to vote Republican or Democratic. That's how it is.
I have a lot of, like, kind of liberal views, I've been told, but I don't think they're liberal.
Well, they're supposed to.
So they just put a definition on it. Doesn't mean that's what I am, because I don't think that's what I am.
But I think the views, they're supposed to be parallel, but they're supposed to be very close, and they're supposed to try and, you know, they're not supposed to be way out here. They're supposed to be like that. And they're supposed to be guiding us into it, you know, what we think is the best for our country. And it's the whole point of, like, the democratic, you know, government. We're supposed to be, it's our job as the people to be making this country the best that it can be, but yet we're blaming everyone else. We're blaming each other. You know, I think if we just came together and we, you know, somehow come together and come up with a master plan, I think we'd be all right. I think we'd be the best country in the world again. Look back in the 50s and 60s. Well, maybe not the 60s. I take that back. Look back in like the 50s. There was no such divide, and there wasn't such a big divide between Republican and Democratic, I don't think. I think we all knew what the common goal was, is to be a prosperous nation. And the only difference was there's minor differences to go about that, to become the best country in the world. Now it's just 180, Captain 180s, you know, and no one cares if you're gay, by the way. Gay parades, no one cares. That's great. Keep it to yourself. I don't care. No one's going to beat you up because you're gay. If it happens, yeah, they're sacks of shit. No one cares if you're gay. No one cares if you're a tranny. No one cares if you're a dude that thinks that,
that's
you're a,
That's kind of deep. No one cares, and it's why they're upset.
Yeah,
because
I know,
they want someone to pay attention to them.
Yeah, well, that's...
That's true amongst all,
well,
from
you know,
a toddler to an old man.
You know,
people want attention.
That's...
Good or bad.
That's the fucked up part, you know? Like, just stop wanting the attention. Just live your life. Live your best life you can.
Well, yeah, but there's no. What's the reason of living if no one cares? And so that's people lose their reason to live, and then they find a new reason to live, which is like a certain cause or a parade.
If they think that the only reason to live is to have attention and to be, you know, seen and looked at, then they've got the wrong idea about life. I think I don't care. If I'll be friends with anyone, really. I'm not like some guy just be like, you're a fucking faggot, get the fuck away from me. No, I'm gonna be like, hey, you know, I've had gay friends in the past, and they're nice people, you know. And
I've had a hard time to be friends with gay people.
And
I'm nice and we get along. But I make sure
that, you know, and there's some, well, like I said, there's some people that they, no, I'm fucking gay. And how's it going, Tim? This and that, but I, you know, the friends that I've had that are gay, they know that we're just friends, you know. They know like there's boundaries and shit. Like you don't like we're just you know, let's drink a beer and shotgun a beer and play pool or something.
Naked in love with each other.
Fuck that, you know, and that's the problem. It's some gay guy comes and you say, hey, how's it going? You want to play a game of pool? And then all of a sudden, he's like, this guy's hitting you.
If he says you go first, that means he wants to see you bend over.
Yeah, see, that's...
That's why...
What if he just said...
That's why I say, no, you go first, bro. We're good. You can go first. Ladies first. Boom, and then it's sealed the deal.
Is that it?
I get comical, man. Big deal.
I don't know why they're... Why do they want the attention so bad?
It's just, I have theories, bro.
Why don't we have straight parties or straight parades or whatever? You know,
our straight parade is every time I get out in my car and go anywhere. That's
okay,
a straight parade,
see,
bro. It's kind of true though. Yeah. A functioning society is a straight parade.
So that means it's unnatural to have a gay parade. Is that what you're saying?
It's not unnatural, but. They're so focused on that. We built society because that was our parade. You can't build a society by having parades, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. I don't care, you know. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're transgender. I don't give a fuck. But in the end...
What about the bathrooms? When do you draw the line?
I'm talking about that right now. In the end, were you born with a penis? I'm sorry, you're born male, so you're going to use the male restroom.
Some of them look so like women, and you see
some
women...
Well, that's because of makeup, and that's because, you know, there's a lot of things that go into that, too.
Here's the only way you can solve this problem. You have to learn to be very vigilant around your children and what they're seeing and where they're at and who's close to them, or they're in big fucking trouble. And there's no laws that's going to stop or any bathroom rules... There's going to be some big 300-pound dude sitting next to your little child in the toilet. And you're not going to be able to do shit about it except be ready to throw some kung fu blasts.
Yeah.
You got to be vigilant, man.
And
you got to say your prayers. Because these kids
Why can't they just use the pisser?
Kids are getting snatched up left and right, dude. By all kinds of people.
Why did, like, say, take a guy that, oh, I was born in a female's body and I need to use the woman's restroom. Why can't you just use the men's restroom, dude?
You know what the new anonymous
take
is?
Take a piss real quick. That's it. It's over. It's just, you're using the restroom. It's not like a big fucking statement. I don't understand it. What, are you going to go in the woman's restroom and sit down and take a piss? Like, you, how does that compute?
They could do like a flash mob where, like, imagine if everybody that wanted to prove a point, like, say they all have call center jobs, office jobs. I work at Best Buy.
Yeah.
I do all these. All you get a group of these certain people that are like-minded. Tomorrow morning for work, we all come dressed like women. And see how the world just falls apart that day. People getting sent home, people getting fired, people getting accepted in a strange way that slows down the process, that causes confusion. Imagine if 200,000 people tomorrow came dressed like women because they just changed their minds all at the same fucking time and it all hit at once.
Well, could you imagine, like, what if you got arrested and say, no, I identify as a woman? You just go in the women's precinct, just...
Pound town.
He's just smashing. He just, you know, it's like...
Dude, that's like a way in almost.
I know. Like, you know, and you don't have to worry about getting, you know...
So serial rapists might be dressing up as women. Think about that.
Yeah.
To get like close to them.
Crazy, dude.
Like, think about that.
Like, if I got arrested today, I'd be like, no, I identify as a woman. And I'd take it... You could take it to Supreme Court. I guarantee you, because it's such an issue nowadays, you could take it to Supreme Court and win it.
They would just put it in court for years.
Yeah, and you would never go to prison.
For what, dressing like a woman?
No, for, you know, if you made some, you know, felony or something, and they were going to send you to prison. Like, oh,
what about dressing like a woman and then going somewhere and just saying, oh, he raped me, help, officer, and just make up a story on some chump, some rich guy?
Bill Cosby.
You'd have to go into court. And they would like, well, he did dress up like a woman this morning for the first time.
But that was his choice. And if he got raped and he says it, we have to give him the right to say that. That's crazy. I didn't think about that.
So imagine if that shit just starts happening on massive scales. It'll be the end of society.
I'm trying to figure
people
out.
And so many crazy scenarios are happening that people are trying to come up with. Like, I just came up with a creative one there. Like, you come up with a million schemes to, like, come up somehow.
I know. A porn star threatened Donald Trump for sexual acts. A porn star. Hold on. A porn star. And I've seen these pornos, and she's a real good actress. Daniel, or whatever. What's her name? Stormy Nights?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't know. She's a porn star.
Stormy Daniels?
Stormy something. Stormy. Stormy.
Well, whatever. Yeah,
and she's
so...
a porn star. And? She's saying, like, Donald Trump is...
He hit it and quit it, or what?
Yeah, like, he was making, like,
since when is that against the law?
Like, come on, man. You get fucked.
They're trying anything they can think of, and it's sad, because I could take Trump down with, you know, thinking of something more interesting.
It's petty shit.
I would just go up there and... Donald Trump made fun of the way I talked and made me feel like I wanted to kill myself and everyone wanted to kill themselves and everyone was going to kill themselves together.
You're just sponsored by, like, liberal ads and...
Now, I think everybody should sue this man. He's out of control and he's a redheaded, racist, white
Siri,
devil.
Siri talking.
I wish Siri sounded like Trump. How may I help you? Can I solve all your problems?
We're going to go and we're going to create jobs and we're going to go to McDonald's and we're going to eat good food.
I'm not going to get the shits. You're not going to get the shits. No, we're all not going to be getting the shits on Air Force One come this holiday season. But all you got to do is say that and, like, I'm on board. Because if I could get through the holiday seasons without getting the shits, dude, life's fucking, that's what life's worth living. Life's too short to be talking about.
Well, what if Comet Billy Bob comes down?
Kanye West.
Comet Billy Bob in 5 million light years could hit Earth. So if we don't cool the planet by half a degree by 24,007, we're all doomed.
We're all dead.
You're racist.
We're dead already. We're walking dead people here.
Oh, man.
We should try to live more, you know, Trump should preach we need to try to live more humbly and more generously. And that's a dilemma I have. Like, all this money we put into space exploration, you know, we could feed the world with that shit.
I'm a churchgoer myself, and you know another big thing is pride. Pride might as well be a sin.
Pride is one of the seven deadly sins. Yeah. So you need to remember that tomorrow morning when you're being a real dick.
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding.
I'm just out here trying to live my best life. I'm helping my parents around their house. I got a big old 2-acre lot. I'm helping them with
cleaning. Do they have 2 acres?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
An acre and a half, almost 2 acres. I'm helping them with everything. They're getting older. I'm trying to live my life more humbly and trying to live it more pride. You know, everyone wants to make a lot of money and drive a nice car and this and that, and I wouldn't mind it. You know, a brand new Dodge 110. But, you know, if it doesn't happen, you know, it's just not in my future, then I'm just going to try and live my best life. Enjoy the people I'm with and,
yeah,
you know, and it's not going to matter in the end anyway. I can't take a brand new truck with me to, you know.
I had a sad revelation the other day. I might be one of those guys that never owns a new car in his life.
Yeah, it's...
I almost teared up because it was like, you know, that was the dream when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And now I'm 36 and it's just like, you know what? My life's like, I'm done, bro.
But you know what? You got that awesome Subaru.
No, that thing's a piece of shit. No, dude. That thing's... I fucked that thing up, dude. I was such an idiot.
Sick, dude.
I rage destroyed that car. I'm an idiot, man.
Special guest.
Say hello. Hi.
Sorry,
I need some paper.
For what, babe?
Crafting.
Well, just use this stuff.
Okay.
Put that back. We need that.
No. Just kidding.
Nice put back.
I don't need it all. Just a couple sheets.
So where were we? What's the title of this new podcast, bro? What was it? New Awakenings?
Theory something. All right, forgot. We need more Chimato.
No more alcohol for you, dude.
We need more.
No, you got to get going home soon. I got to get to bed.
Oh, gosh, dude. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's only 8 o'clock, and he's, you know, he's already done.
You trying to party or what?
We don't have work tomorrow. We're just trying to... I'm trying to live my best life out here, man, you know? What's, you know, you're going to miss out on so much podcast and so many good memories.
We're going to be podcasting a lot because I've had a blast right now. You're the one guest that I've had that it's like you don't mind just being yourself. You don't even fucking care that the mic's there, and that's how I am. And a lot of people, they like, oh, I'm going to put my character on, or I'm going to be cautious that I'm on the mic. And, you know,
I like
that's like a certain X factor that people either have it or they don't.
You know what I like most about is it's anonymous, more or less. You know, you can just... If it was like
it's a just safe. It's doing it to be safe.
I like
There's
it.
A lot of haters out there.
I'll be myself all the time. I don't care. Whoever listens to this, get fucked. That's all I have to say.
Smoke break?
And we're going to have a smoke break and... be right with you.
Here we are.
Bro, we can't finish this podcast until we come up with a name. It's got to be stated.
You're the name guy.
I'm the name guy, but I need the confirmation guy. And these chairs are fucking whack, dude.
Tell Brian to steal some chairs from... Oh.
I'll edit that.
Tell that one guy... take those chairs from that one place. Oh, you just sit back in a nice chair. And
what are those called? Like Arthur Miller chairs or something? Arthur Miller. What were those chairs called? Like
I don't know.
Frode or
some fancy like English name. Like, ooh.
Arthur
McNally. Some shit, man. Sit back. They got like 30 adjusts to it.
You know what sucks about drinking sake? You wake up tomorrow and it's like, I can't take those cans off my desk and throw them in the garbage. I can't do it for like a week. They'll sit there for a week. I just can't do it.
That's how it is, you know. That's how it is for me when I'm drinking, like a really high sugar alcohol.
Oh God, don't do that. You'll end up with diabetes, man.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I know. But you wake up, you like wine. I'll wake up and like I'll drink like a good amount of wine one night and I'll wake up just, I don't want to just do anything. I just turn on Netflix and...
You can't even move.
Yeah, you can't.
It's almost a good feeling, though, because it's like a sick day.
Yeah, but it's... Gosh, I feel like shit. I want to do that.
Taking a sick day on your day off.
We're in the studio now, and old boy's got a bunch of floor mats.
Soundproofing, bro.
He's got a bunch of floor mats.
Dude, those are collector's items.
He's got them tacked on his wall.
It's turning out pretty cool in here, man. Low budget studios.
And it's sick. Yeah, it is. I guess it's pretty cool. It's got some tickets. What else we got going on here? He's an artist. He's an artist, by the way. He's a good artist.
What's the name of our new art? It's our new podcast / like it's a label. Like what's our brand, bro?
Chill out.
Brandcasts? Pod brands?
Oh, man. You're the name guy. You always, you know, you just come up with these names.
Well, this used to be the Ragecast Pod Blast.
Ragecast Pod Blast.
And it was funny and kind of sounded funny, and I thought it was cute or whatever, and maybe it was too Captain Clever. But, you know, I deleted that podcast. I got baked one night, and I just thought...
That was it.
It was too controversial, and I was like, you know what? I can't go back and, like... Because, like, I was putting shit on there, and I wasn't editing it, right? And, like, little slip-ups, like, buried in there for... Some Russian downloaded all my shit. He's in there fucking stealing identities and shit. Dude, I was like an idiot. I was so happy to be able to podcast that I didn't care, you know?
Yeah.
It was terrible,
but
man.
But that probably would have been the best shit, man. And people would love it.
Nah, I didn't have any followers or nothing.
Well, that's because they're fucking idiots.
No, it's because I wasn't promoting it. Like, I wasn't getting people to... I wasn't sharing it to people and shit. Because I need to create a label that, you know, that's like anonymous.
Anonymous.
For safety reasons.
Is that, or is that TM? Anonymous.
I don't know. You gotta be famous. You gotta be famous if you're gonna use your real name, because you have certain protections. You're already protected because you're famous. Because like, but if you're just throwing a real person's name out there and you're not famous, like people can fuck with you hard, man. And if you say something someone doesn't like in another country, I mean, that's just playing with fire.
Yeah,
and I bet, you know, I bet the CIA is monitoring all this and the FBI, and they're not letting bad things happen to people. Maybe for the most, or maybe hopefully to a certain extent. Just something, you know, you think about. So what's the next subject? You look like you're wigging out in here, dude.
No, I'm trying to come up with a name.
And you're looking at shit on my wall?
I'm trying to get some inspiration here. There's a lot going on in here. I'm trying to get some type of inspiration.
Is it too busy? Do I have too much art in here? I'm a kind of a clutter captain when it comes to like. I like all the structure. I'm like a fish, you know. It's almost like a consignment store, like a weird consignment
look
store.
At this, like just Sharpies, brand new, unopened, hanging up like a piece of art. Yeah, Batman, Superman. Collect all four. There's so much inspiration here. I'm trying to home cheapo paintbrush. Look at that. Did you paint that up there?
No. Everyone always looks at the poster of like a high resolution photo. Oh, did you paint that one? It's like the biggest insult in town. Like, oh yeah. I'm gonna say yeah, I did paint that. That's what my mom does. It's like my mom's so insulting, dude. She comes like, oh, did you paint that one? And I'm like, no, it's a poster in 4K ultra, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like an insult, man. If you think about it, it's like, dude, that's like ruins a guy, an artist, like a real, like, you know, fragile, like, what's it called? Like a emotional artist. That ruined me for like a week, dude.
Hello, boy.
There's my puppy.
Chiefs and then on this, so
buddy got to eat a whole piece of chicken today. Fell right off the grill. The only reason he thought about it because it was red hot.
Yeah, but he's loving every second of it now.
He feels happy now.
He's thinking about it.
And then he ate a beef like spinal cord bone.
Thanks for the visit. See you later. Well, see, so, are these for your wedding?
No, dude, those are from some other wedding. We got to think of a name of this podcast, dude, or it's just going to be ridiculous. You're done. You look like you're just out of business, bro.
I'm trying to... Is this the goal, is to think of something?
No, we won't do it right now. We'll just let it come naturally like it almost did before.
It's got to come naturally.
Yeah, so what's the next topic? We can't... Are you burned out?
No.
You said you had hours of...
Well, we're out of gelato. That was my
fuel. So you need more beer, is that what you're saying?
That was my fuel. And that's how things are going to be interesting, ladies and gentlemen, is you get another beer in me, we're going to get real. We're going to get really real.
Yeah, but dude, you can't be leaving here drinking and driving. So I guess you can crash tonight, but then, no. You know, that'll end up like you'll just be living on the couch at one point.
What do you mean, living on the couch at one point? No, we're not.
It's over? Is that it? The dream's dead? Why don't you take Ubers?
Oh, you know an Uber from where I live to here?
Like $25?
No, it's like $50.
$50?
Yeah, dude.
No, it's not.
I live like 45 minutes from here.
No way is it $50.
Max.
There's no
way. If you're following the law.
An hour?
An hour. If you're a good person, an hour. I'm trying to find the news thing on my... Oh, here we go. The bizarre video of Trump using an umbrella will leave you with one question. Let's watch this video first, and then we'll discuss. Where's the video? You got Wi-Fi here? Oh, here it is.
What are you watching?
It's a video of Trump with an umbrella. You know, that's what it's come to.
Well, I think this podcast is going to be coming to an end.
Well, it's over. Tim's got to take a shower.
And sorry, you just said my real name.
Tim is code for...
an Asian person you knew? Tim could be an Asian name, huh?
My name is Tim. My name is Tim.
Tim Lee.
Tim Chang.
Tim Chi. Like kimchi.
Oh, man. Sorry, dude. I've been trying to find a real woman. Just, you know, all Southern Belle.
Tell me, so you've been on Tinder. Let's hear some Tinder stories, bro. How long have you been doing Tinder? Since you're back in the States, you just...
That
just
was
fresh
it.
On
that
Tinder?
Was, yeah, that
new
was
new profile, new...
I got bored one day. I was like, you know what? Let's download it. Originally, it was like... I mean, let's be honest. Originally, it was like, let's try and smash, you know? But the more I used it, the more people I went through was like entertainment. I mean, like their pictures they would post and, you know, these girls' pictures that they would post and like what they would write on their profile. It's insane. Like, just no shame. No shame in the game.
Well, like, just, I want the D and I'm here waiting for
it.
Yeah,
like,
or some
of their
fake profiles.
Or like some of their pictures, just like there was this one girl and her first picture, like through the swiping thing, her first picture was just her with just a bloody nose, like a nasty bloody nose.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
it was cokehead.
Just like bloody nose, like all the way down her mouth and down her chin.
Was it
and
fake?
I was like, what the fuck? No, it was real. I didn't swipe whatever okay on it, but like that's happening, bro. Like
that's not real. Those are bots and shit. Shock bot. They're like shock jockeys.
Shock bot.
Shock cocksucker jockeys.
Now we're just making shit up. But I don't know if that was real. That's just...
That'd be a good name, pod jockeys.
Pod.
That's gay as fuck, though, dude. That's
a little gay.
PJs.
Pod jockeys.
PJs.
That was like two dudes welding. Pod jockeys. You ever hear what happened to that dude?
What dude? What? Tell me.
He moved to Texas. He was working as like a welder burner, right? He shacked up some Asian woman, started beating on her.
Are you kidding?
In prison right now.
He is? No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. He's in jail for beating up on a woman. No joke. That's what Dave, he got a call from, you know who. And he told him the whole thing. Isn't that something?
Why was he beating her?
Because...
Just black alcoholics?
No, just like PTSD and like, you make no more money. We no fuck no more. And like, you know, you lose it. Like, you know, he lost it. Like fucking...
Babe, it's freezing.
Well, you better go take care of that. We'll figure out a name. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in to
That was pretty gay.
Yeah, all right. Don't judge me. I don't give a fuck. Was that gay, Tim? Was that gay?
Come on, dude. We got to think of a name before I end this podcast. What if you just put a podcast out there with just a set of numbers and it just... Like, it looked like a random generated podcast. Make it look like it's from an algorithm. The wave, like, from AI.
Like the what do they call it? The radio wave.
It's just like an AI podcast. Like, we're AI characters. We're what Google thinks a podcast would be about, with two characters. And they put in these algorithms, two birthdays.
We're like search engines. That's what we are. We're like search engines. We'll give you everything you don't want to know.
Dude, that kind of... We got to maybe feed the name off of that. Something like that.
Google something.
Like AI cast.
AI.
Pods. Shit or get off the pod.
I don't know. But...
Shit or get off the podcast. That's a good one, dude.
It's clever.
It's Captain Clever.
That's a clever one. We're gonna go with that for now, but we're gonna change it every. We're gonna do this. We're gonna start doing this once a week, and then we're gonna change the name of it every week.
Are you down to do it once a week?
I'll do it once a week.
We gotta come up with a YouTube title. What's the title of this?
It's gonna be YouTube.
It's gonna be on multiple platforms.
We're gonna make a new name every week.
No, because then No. A new title of the episode.
Oh, okay.
Like, the episode of this will be called just, like, you know.
The Awakening.
What's the date? October 28th?
The Awakening.
October 28th, 2018. The new podcast by just some rando dudes.
Shishindy.
Rando McFlando and my good buddy, Fictus Wretch. Remember when you were Fictus Wretch, dude? Whatever. I spent, like, a year trying to figure out what that...
Why not something that chronicles? Something chronicles. The AI Chronicles. Shit out.
That's like so nerd boner.
Yeah, that's a nerd boner, but you know what? It's true. Imagine that. Like, you know, we're going to Comic-Con. We're the AI Chronicles. But you're the best with the names, so. Really, you come up with the best names. I don't know. Names.
Yeah, but. All right, well, when I think of it, we will.
We'll be back next week.
I mean, you're not gonna just do me one time and that's it, right?
No, man. Until the day you die. Or I die first.
I might fucking want to live longer. Well, you die, I'll see that your wife does all right. But for the friends for, right?
Hey, man, you know, life's short. Like, life's short no matter what happens. Next thing you know, any of us could go at any time. Dude,
can happen overnight. I've seen it happen to younger guys than you.
I know.
You know, and believe me, I don't take this time here for granted at all. You know, I normally, you never see me want to just play out like this. You never seen this before. It's a different kind of person because you never knew me. You met me, you want this on camera, I don't give a shit, but you knew me while I was recovering from cancer. I had just gotten off the streets. I lived on the streets. I did not know who I was. I didn't even know I played guitar. As I was doing it, I was remembering all about myself. But I was out there for, I don't know how long it was. It could be a week, could be a day, could be hours. I absolutely, man, that phone is irritating. I'm telling a real personal story.
Hold on, right now, I gotta.
Dude, that's bad. Boy, do I feel high. Oh, me, oh, my. Do I feel high? Dry martini, jigger of gin. Oh, the spell you've got me in. Oh my, do I feel high? I, all I need is baby, one of your charms. Yeah. Take me, baby, hold me. In your arms, oh my, I don't even know if that's the right verse. Sounds good, but I feel high. People don't believe me, they don't either, man. They just think I'm tripping. How can I feel the way that I do and still be giving living, whatever that means, rhyme. All I need is one of your charms. Take me, baby, hold me in your arms. Oh my, do I feel higher than a cat can fly? So give me loving, baby, cause I feel high.
Yes, my friends, podcasts are bulletproof. That's a fact. Podcasts are truly bulletproof. Thanks for listening to our first episode. We're going to be bringing to you the arts, the music, the history, the stories, the facts, the theories, the conspiracy theories, and the lies. Here on Podcasts Are Bulletproof.